Welcome to the Guides on Emergency Funding. Have you thought about what you would do if you were faced with an unexpected financial situation? Emergencies could happen at any given moment, so it's always good to be prepared. What is an emergency fund? An emergency fund is a readily available source of assets to help people navigate financial dilemmas such as the loss of employment, unexpected breakdown and maintenance costs, and hospitalization or medical emergencies not covered by insurance. How much emergency savings do I need? A rule of thumb is for 6 to 12 months of your expenses for emergency savings. Where should I keep my emergency savings? Your emergency savings need to be kept liquid and easily accessible in times of emergency. What are the emergency saving placement options? There are three types of emergency saving placement options for you. Firstly, fixed deposits. A financial instrument from banks providing fixed deposit holders with higher returns than normal savings or checking account with a time commitment from 1 month or longer with longer periods generally providing better returns. Secondly, money market. Funds invested in bank deposits and short-term placements with less than 1 year to maturity. Money market funds invest in liquid, low-risk money market instruments that are in effect short-term deposits, loans to banks. Last but not least, capital loan. A flexible conventional housing loan allows you to place funds in to reduce the capital owing in your property loan, then can be withdrawn if needed. Tips to start your emergency savings. You can start with these 5 easy steps. Firstly, save up RM500 first. This will be your most basic buffer to avoid going into debt or having a headache if any minor emergency occurs. Secondly, calculate your 6 months expenses equivalent goal. For example, if your monthly expense is RM2000, this is the amount to save for RM2000 multiply 6 equals RM12000. Thirdly, decide where you will keep your emergency savings, whether it's a savings account, money market fund, or other low-risk liquid investment. Fourthly, set a monthly savings goal to get you into the habit of saving. You can make it even easier by setting up an automated monthly transfer. For example, you can set up a standing instruction to transfer RM500 per month from your salary account into your account holding your emergency savings. Lastly, do not touch the emergency savings unless it is really an emergency. It may make sense to focus on just building up your emergency savings first and then only looking at investing after you have achieved your 6 month emergency savings goal. What can I do to build my emergency savings if I don't have any money left over every month? Firstly, start by going through your expenses in detail. Are there any unnecessary expenses that you can cut, that you can channel into your emergency funds? Secondly, look into your income. Can you generate additional income by working overtime or starting a side business? Would you be receiving your annual bonus, which you can set aside firstly for your emergency savings? Lastly, take advantage of any opportunities available to you, such as when you get an increment or pay less for your loans after a rate cut, to channel the additional funds into your emergency savings. Having funds for an emergency can take a huge weight off your shoulders when you have a surprise expense, making it more inconvenient to deal with financial hardship. If you don't have an emergency fund, you need to start building one today. Well done! You have successfully covered the emergency funding.